You are listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in the studio now by Sandy Lynn of the Callaway County Public Library. She's the library's acquisitions, collection, development manager, and community relations coordinator. Have you picked up any other titles since the last time we spoke?
You left out the programming part.
And the programming part. So can we just say you're the jack of all trades
at the
library?
Yeah. I think that's what I usually say. I'm the jack of all trades.
I know if I want to find out something that I don't have to go anywhere else. I can just ask you. You probably are at the center of all of it.
Hey, before we get started on what's coming up, can I say a big thank you for helping us make the Dr. Seuss celebration a big hit?
You're very, very welcome. It was great.
You thought I was joking, didn't you, when I said you're on standby, and then lo and behold, I text you the next day, hey, can you come?
Luckily, I don't usually agree to something unless I think that I can go through with it. And I'm glad because you did ask.
Yes, and it was a lot of fun, and we appreciated you coming so much.
And you've just got so much on the calendar at the library coming up, just a whole bunch of stuff as we get into the summer now. And I guess the first thing that you want to talk about is coming up Thursday at 6 o'clock. It's Kentucky author Bobby Smith Bryan.
Oh, we're so excited about her coming. She is a local author. She grew up in the Kirksey community and now is up in Louisville. And she's written some really fantastic books and helped produce a KET video of the tobacco farming here in Callaway County. And we just feel honored that she's going to be with us. And I think she's going to make a visit with you and Kate.
She's going to be on 12:15 Thursday.
Just awesome. She's wonderful to listen to. And she's so much fun to talk with. And we cut up and giggle when we talk on the phone. A couple of times we were trying to set everything up and we would work with a calendar and something wouldn't work for her. So she's a lot of fun. And actually, we're going to do that at 6 p.m. on Thursday. It's free. There's no registration. And we've done a little bit of an outreach program, too. She and I are going to go out to Hickory Woods, and she's going to do a presentation with the folks at Hickory Woods earlier in the day. So we're just going to make a whole day. She's going to visit with two of my favorite people up here, and then we're going to go to Hickory Woods for more favorite people and come to the library. It's going to be an awesome day.
And if somebody wanted more information, they could just call you at 270-753-2288.
That's correct.
Okay. And, you know, when I think about the library, I think about books and movies and music, but I don't immediately think of Zumba classes, but I guess I should, right?
Well, you know, we all need to be a little bit more health conscious, and I believe you're working on that yourself. I know I am. And so we have this awesome lady who comes in, and she's a Zumba instructor, and I just kind of touched base with her several months ago and asked her if she would consider doing this for us, and she said, sure. Well, we actually intended to do it earlier in the year, but of course all the snow and ice and things that we had, it just really didn't work out well that we would plan something that could happen weekly. So we decided that we'd do a short series of these Zumba classes this spring, and then if they like it and it's well attended, we may offer a longer series in the fall. So we've got Zumba Gold. I don't say Zumba Senior, it's Zumba Gold. And it's for anybody who would like to take it slower. If you've had...
Is that any age that wants to take it slower?
Any age. And we're going to do that. The first one will be, April 29th, and then we'll do it. It's Tuesday mornings from 10 to 10:45, and it'll be May 6th and May 13th. And it's free. You just have to register, and guess what? We opened up registration on Friday.
I bet you're just about full.
We're almost full. So if you think that you want to take this, I encourage you to call. And then the other Zumba class that we're going to offer is just the regular Zumba, and it'll be on Thursday evenings, and it's going to start May 1st, and then we'll do it for 4 weeks, and it's from 6 to 7. And it is free, and it'll be a lot of fun. And if you call to register, then they'll tell you what you should wear and what you should bring. Did you know that if you're going to take a Zumba class, you really shouldn't wear your nice work clothes and your heels?
I would kind of guess that.
But it's happened.
Wow.
I can't imagine taking an exercise class, but you got to look good. So if you get, you have to go to the emergency room, you know you're going to look good. So.
You know, if I'm in the emergency room from a Zumba class, I'm not worried about how I look.
So we're really excited about this, and we hope that it is successful. And this class also is filling up quickly. So if you think that you would like to take either one of these classes, if you call the library, they can register you over the phone.
Tell us about the Children's Summer Reading Series. I've just got a frog in my throat.
You sure did. We're getting ready to start registration, and the information will be out next Monday in the registration forms. I'm going to be taking registration forms and information out to local schools and things the latter part of the week, but registration will start on Monday. These will be for our annual Children's Summer Reading Program. Now, you may not be aware of this, but originally we would have one program on each week for 6 weeks, one session. And then we grew and we had to add a second session. And we grew and we had to add a third session. Guess what?
A fourth?
A fourth.
No way.
Yes, it is awesome. We're going to have two morning sessions, an afternoon session, and then an evening session. And also, this will help for families who've wanted to participate but have been unable to because of work. So we're excited about this. It's going to be a long and event-filled day for staff. We're up to the challenge. We're excited about it, and it'll be during the month of June, and then our Read Mart, which I'll tell you more about in the summer, where they spend their little book bucks and things, will be held that July the 7th. But I think that's right, July the 7th. You would think, yeah, July the 7th.
So you've basically made it easy for a family on any schedule to take advantage of the children's reading. That's great.
And what it is, it's designed to help children keep their reading skills up or keep it level or raise it. And we've been told oftentimes that we've helped kids strengthen their reading skills. And we want to encourage them to read during the summer or use the library during the summer. Now, these are not reading programs where we teach them to read. These are fun and entertaining programs, and we'll have a magician, and we're going to have puppets and animals and the Spoon Man.
The Spoon Man.
Yes, and then there's a children's touring theater that's coming, and they're going to do, this is all about science this year, Fizz Boom Read, and so they're going to do a really cool presentation for us. And then story times during the summer will be for little bitties. We'll do parents with ones and parents with twos. So summer reading is for 3-year-olds up to 12. And of course, information will follow in the summer because we do an adult summer reading and a teen summer reading. And I even do a staff summer reading.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The staff, they have to write us book reviews. And, of course, then we collaborate with Matt and WKMS, and we record those book reviews and play them on air. So it's a lot of fun. We are finalizing the calendar. This last year I thought it was really full, and this year it's even more so.
Every time you come up, there's more going on.
There is. I mean, do you like Legos?
I do love Legos.
We're going to start a Lego club this summer. Yeah, it's fun.
I bet you the age limit's a little under mine.
I'm not sure. I haven't quite decided what we're going to do with that because, you know, we go visit at conferences and other libraries, and they're telling us that kids of all ages love Legos.
They never get old. They
never.
Really don't.
You can do so many things with them. So we have lots of things coming up, but the children's programming will start registering on the 28th.
Sandy Lynn of the Callaway County Public Library, you always bring a wealth of activities when you come up.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming back.